It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's Maddest Writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2071, recorded Thursday, December 18th, 2025. The Upside Down Show. On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has a new camera for the GizWiz. I have a Chad Extra that'll get you rappin', and Mo has a really old gadget. All next on the GizWiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dicky D and OMG Chad on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now, and here he is, the lead tech technician, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggity?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing good. The holidays are fast approaching, so we are actually...
Not only are they approaching, but people, two people
here?
You know, sent me... Fudge.
Yay! Hooray, the fudge arrived. The fudge arrived.
You know what? You said they make this themselves, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm looking at ingredients. Chicken, potatoes, vegetable glycerin, pea protein. Oh, wait. Oh, you know what? This is the fudge. But they put this in. I was looking at this.
Oh, my.
Which they sent to Charlie.
Charlie.
Oh, this has real chicken as the number one ingredient. Oh, my gosh.
That's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. They did not make that. No, they only did the fudge. Yes. And if you're new to GizWiz, this was as a family tradition. Every Christmas we made fudge.
Oh, my God. Jane and Selena.
Yeah, in the kitchen.
And she always get two bags, with nuts, and without nuts.
If you have picky eaters, you got to please them. You know, so not everyone wants nuts in their fudge, so you got to,
It is so good. Do they send you any, or do you just get it when you go there?
I get it when I go there, and I typically come back with some in the luggage as well to you know, so to hand out, which always makes people happy. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And have you done your shopping?
Just fine. Yes, I have been doing all the shopping. I've been doing the holiday scheduling and planning, and that's been kind of on my mind quite a lot. So, and then, of course, we're recording two episodes of the GizWiz today. And on top of all that, still planning for CES, which is like 2 or 3 weeks away. It is so 4 weeks away. It's so fast approaching. So looking at all that, looking at all the press releases for CES. Speaking of CES, our CES fundraiser is going on right now. And as of recording this episode right now, we're at 23%
to the goal,
which is fantastic. Still moving along, still building momentum. So thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who has donated. There is a fundraiser going on to get me and Josh to CES to record all the trade shows, the convention, and just to see it. So head on over to gizwiz.tv /CES if you want the immediate link. There's also a tab at the top of our website where you can find out more, and there's a link there to donate. So thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who has donated so far. And if you're curious, please head on over there to gizwiz.tv/CES to donate.
And we should also mention, because of CES, on New Year's Day, which is the next time we record GizWiz, we will also do two shows, the best of and the worst of shows, because we need an extra show for the week. Chad is at CES.
right. So. I'll be traveling next week for Christmas, back, and then the next week for CES. So I guess, 4 weeks away. I'm so excited, very, very excited for CES this year. With that, shall we jump into some gadgets?
Let's jump in. We're going to start with a little gadget I bought for my new camera. And this is it.
Here it is.
Something new was added to the studio for Giz Fizz. Ta-da! A RoboCam, a second camera, okay? And thanks to Chad and Dwindle, I can do more things. And need a little tripod for it so that I could set it up. And then, if we wanted to, carry it around the studio with this little handle. The problem with this little handle was you can't put it down quickly because you have to whoops. As you can see, it's kind of rickety. So I thought I have to get a new tripod, and I wanted a really short tripod. I can't put anything big on here, because I have so much stuff on. Turn around for a minute. Because the TV's on. Anyway, I have a ton of stuff over there. So I bought this called the UU. I don't know why one U wasn't enough. The UU rig. All right. So it has this standard, I think it's quarter inch, the standard quarter inch thread.
And that's the old camera that's
well, before I put the camera on it. So a couple things I like about this. First of all, it is fairly short, okay? And it can be lengthened, okay? There's a little button here on each leg. And you can have a taller tripod. Also, this makes a great handle. Okay, and you can push these back in. I never tried pushing these in. Let's see. Oh, there's a little button on this side. And now you have a great handle for the camera. Wildly inexpensive. It was the shortest one I could find. And it turned out to be one of the most inexpensive UU rig. Why could it? Oh, UU is even not even used. It's from V-Rig. I like that they change initials. Okay. Okay. It's the called UU, the UU rig from V-Rig. Okay, there it is. Extendable mini. Oh, God, $8. I can't believe it.
I'm shocked.
I couldn't believe it either.
4.6 out of 5 stars from 574 people. And it is a standard tripod socket. I think it is a quarter inch. And I'm thinking, you know, with my setup here, I could hold this and then look at the monitor to make it as an easy way to shave.
There you go. That's I like it. I think that I'm shocked that it's only $8.
Yeah, so am I. And also, I thought this must have like a 1.0 rating, but it did fairly well from a fair number of people, 576 people. And it's good looking.
Yeah, it's and very the locking hard to legs find inside.
I'm sorry?
Are those locking? Like, could you set them to, like, any height? Or
no, just... no, you can't. Okay. It's either 5.1 inches or 7.5 inches.
I see. So it just slides.
Yeah, it looked like you could set it, like, every quarter inch or something.
Right.
But you can't.
I see. But, yeah. I mean, the amount of times that I've just needed a tripod. Now, I have a much more expensive option. This is from Manfrotto. I don't love this one that much. It has these extending legs. They do have a few steps, so you can kind of step.
Oh, they do. Oh, okay.
But I found that this was way too wide.
It is. That's a problem. Yes.
Its footprint is absolutely massive. And then what's funny is even. Like in there, it's even still too big. It's like, it's just absolutely massive. Now there's another, that I use that I don't have here. Same Manfrotto still makes it, but it doesn't have the extending legs. And I like that one a lot more. I have two of them, so like I typically have one around. But anyway, this one, way inexpensive and looks similar to that other one from Manfrotto that I like. I don't know how to say their
name. And a believable footprint. It's not wide.
Right. Exactly. It looks stable and tall enough and wide enough. So, yeah. I'm impressed.
Oh, boy. We don't have a theme for Chad, actually.
We don't. But I took over a gadget, so here we go. Okay, so here we are with a Chad Extra, and because it is the holiday season, I found a gadget for all the gift wrappers out there. Whenever it's time to gift wrap, one of the things I always am reaching for and trying to manage is the tape dispenser and making sure that I can get a really good connection to tear off a piece. At home, we had one that was really heavy that we'd move around the table. It was my favorite one. It had this big, heavy base. But you don't always have that. I think it felt expensive. So here is a less expensive but secure tape dispenser that I wanted to test out. It's from Scotch, and it is inexpensive, which is really great. Here it is outside, and it comes with a little bit of tape, which is really nice. So this top part will click around. This is very satisfying. And then you have a clip, kind of like stuck on there to begin with, so that you can clamp it onto the work surface and clamp it right there. And I like that because obviously it's out of the way a little bit and very secure. So we can go ahead and take this, pull that off. There we go. Oh, that is strange. Wait, what? That is unexpected. Okay, you can move where that goes.
That's clever.
I don't like that is clickable. I wish that I could lock that in. That's very unsatisfying. That is shocking. What on earth? The fear.
No.
So I feel like I need to ultra. Oh my gosh, what on earth? Okay, wait, what? That's strange.
It's not
anyway. Okay, well, there you go.
I would like it to be at all.
I guess that you can. Wow, look at how they're expecting you to use this. Oh, even under the table, on the edge of your television screen, or on top, like I'm using it. So, okay, let me try this under table method here. Look at that. Clamp that on. Oh my gosh. Hey, actually like that better. I don't know why that feels more secure to me, but that is easier to do. Hey, actually, this might be the method to use. I'm just wasting tape over here. Okay, there you go. I don't really, do I have a vertical other than, no, but you could just imagine, there you go. It is inexpensive, coming in at only $5 for just a single one. And I think that these are able to be found locally as well as on Amazon. So there you go. The Scotch Anywhere Defying Gravity Wicked Tape Dispenser.
How to get that Wicked reference in. I feel like that's going to help us trending or something something like that. Wicked's popular, very popular right now. What do you think? The clampable.
I like it, but I agree with you. It's kind of weird when you get it in a position where it's really helpful. You have to be careful not to pull too hard or it's going to,
misalign it. I agree. I really think that it would have been simpler to either have it a little tougher to move or have a locking mechanism would have been really
nice. Yeah, tiny lock at the base.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of this one also kind of popped up. I was kind of really looking. I was inspired to find a tape dispenser. This one caught my eye that I've seen this one on TikTok a lot, where it has a tray that will pull out and allow you to go through afterwards and then cut. You know, you can take your scissors and cut all at once. So it leaves a little tape on the top to grab. you kind of need some scissors. They don't really show the scissors off to the side. And then also in my research, there was this product that kept coming up that I could not find as a home product. And it was called a, oh, there it is. I wanted to find something like this that was for home tape, but all of them are made for this heat resistant transfer tape. But as it goes through, it cuts it and then leaves it there for you to grab. I thought that would have been the coolest home product ever, but I can only find that product for these heat tapes. And so you can kind of see there's some more of them that all seem for like heat tape, stuff like that. Anyway, that...
Did you do a lot of shipping?
No, I don't, but I really got into the idea. I was like, if I'm doing a chat extra, I don't know, I need some type of thing to search for. So I was like, a tape dispenser. Let's look for the gadgetiest tape dispenser. So that was my research and trying to find a fun gadgety tape dispenser. Okay, so back to you for...
Okay, back to me. Okay, so here's a look at the camera I ended up buying.
Ooh, I'm excited about that.
I'm at the Disneyland studio, and we have OBS up on the computer, and we had a robo camera, okay, but it was a fixed lens and couldn't zoom it. So I went on Amazon and looked up cameras that had a zoom, okay, and I found one. Let me just get you the box here, okay? You can come back to see this. It's the E-Meet SmartCam 4K dual lens, and it's the C60E, and that's what it looks like over there. It's sitting on that little tripod that you saw a video of.
Oh, yeah.
And now we can come back over here, and Dwindle set it up as a remote. I never thought about this happening. That is going to end up in the shot. Now I don't know what to do. So we're trying something different. I'm actually holding the camera, and that is the Robo lens. And I want to talk about Dancing Santa, who's across the room. And I have a remote control.
Oh, wow.
And we will zoom in on Santa. Okay. Is that as far as we can go? I guess it is. All right. I thought it went further before, but I guess that's pretty good. And we'll zoom back to see. There's going to be a little jump. I don't know if you'll notice it. Because, oh, right, yeah, there it is. Okay.
So it goes from the wide.
Oh, wow. That, we were,
that's when it goes, yes.
But it goes, we were not all the way out before. So it's a dual lens camera. And that jump is when it switches from the wide angle to the telephoto. So now we're all the way out and we'll go in again. And I think this is really neat. It's a 4K camera, but you can set it. That was the jump right there. And now we're zooming in on Santa. And it's with this remote control. Okay. You can either use software or a remote control to use it. And it was, we'll have Chad go to, the web. It was on Amazon, yeah. And okay. I believe it was $70. And the day that I ordered it, there was a $10 off coupon. That's it.
Very nice. I like it. So, yeah, to be clear, it looks like it's doing a digital zoom to get up to that transition point, and then it transitions, and then it still does another, like, digital zoom up. But to be able to control that with a remote is a really nice feature that most webcams don't have at all. I have searched for it. The closest thing I've ever found is this camera up here. And it has a manual zoom that you have to grab and twist, and it has a manual focus. So the moment you move the zoom, it goes all out of focus. So there's nothing digital about it at all. It's all very manually, but you can actually change, you know, how wide or focused, but it's just a one-time thing. So I'll show you a couple of other things.
So I'm actually on that camera now. So I can add filters if I want. I can be in black and white if I want.
This is through the software?
All from the remote. The remote has some presets where it can just jump in at some you can go all the way into there.
Wow.
And you can reverse the... Let me get back out again. hello.
You're like, I'm not ready for my close-up. Let's go back.
Yeah, I am not ready for my close-up. And then I don't know why you want to do it. You can put the image upside down. You can flip sides.
I do that often. Actually, this camera...
You do this?
Yeah. The camera you're looking at right now is actually flipped upside down because I mounted it, you know, I put the tripod mount so it's going towards the ceiling, and then I mount the camera upside down and shoot at
me upside down. Oh, there is a use for that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you're looking at an upside down image right now. If I was to reset here, which I can do... where are we? Anyway, yeah. This is, if I reset transformations on this, this is what this shot is typically.
Okay.
Clean out of the camera. Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. Yeah.
So that's cool. I like that. Yeah.
You can also reverse the image.
Oh, good. So you can mirror it. Yeah,
because sometimes Dennis uses a puppet and he gets very confused. Everything in the background, of course, is backwards, but it's easier to see exactly where we are in the studio as opposed to it being opposite.
Because it'll work like a mirror, which your brain, breaks your brain, your brain is used to thinking about how mirrors work.
I forgot which button that
you gotta
was.
Hit reset. Okay. There you go.
There we go. Okay. Actually, I went down a little.
A webcam can do that and just plug in via USB is nice because either you have to use software to do that or it's a much more expensive camera than just a webcam or more complicated than just a webcam.
Yeah, I want it simple. And also, we have our friend Lindy. Come over and I just give it to her. I say, Lindy, when you see something here with Gazelda started appearing on Gizfish, she's over there on the shelf. Lindy can just use that and zoom in and out at will. You don't need any tech to do it. Just look at the zoom in and out button. So I like it.
I like it a lot and, too.
Yeah. So here it went down a little bit in price too.
Oh yeah, 55.
Yeah, it was 70, and when I bought it, there was a $10 off coupon, so I paid 60. Well, now it's $4 cheaper.
Yeah. I'm impressed. Color me impressed with it. Because this is so that other like zoom camera looks more like this type of camera. And it's not. You know, this is nice. I think that this is a. Definitely is a gadget with its place because not a lot of webcams have that nice remote to kind of change some things. Pretty cool. Okie dokie. Now it's time to get a little bit crappy.
You don't
need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. I have the gadget right here. Recorded a video with it earlier, so let's take a look. We are back at it with another stocking stuffer gadget, and this one is inspired by some of the previous episodes where we talked a lot about flashlights. This is the smallest, ittiest, bittiest like actual usable flashlight that I could find. And I find it really intriguing. Here's the packaging that it comes with. Pretty simple stuff. The instructions are pretty good. They have all the languages that you could possibly need. There's English. It comes with a charging cable, and this cable is USB-A on one side. It's braided, and then it's magnetic on the other. There's also a little blue LED inside of that wire right there, but it doesn't actually indicate. I thought, like, ooh, wow, it'd indicate the charging. It doesn't. There's a little red LED on the light that would indicate the charging, along with a button, which allows you to turn it on and off. I may have locked it earlier, so I have to unlock it now to get it to work. There we go. Now it's unlocked, and we can turn it on. So this is the Itty Bitty Light, and it actually has a few settings that you can run through. Here it is. Hello. To turn it off, you have to click for about 2 seconds, 3 seconds. There we go, and it's off. We'll turn it back on. Now, in order to turn on different modes here, we have to click and hold it for 10 seconds, which is an enormous amount of time, in my opinion. Here we go. So it's on. 1, 2, 3. And now it turned off. This is one of the things that I hate with these single button operations, is that it will not always do what you think it's going to do. I can show you the instructions and all of the different methods on how to get from one mode to another. It claims that it has 5 modes with SOS. Let's try it again. With SOS and mid and high beam and all these other things. And there we go. So now I think we're in mode 2, which will allow me to turn it on and then go to a lower setting. No, it's just still... Oh my gosh. Oh, well, now we're on the strobe mode. Fantastic.
So I found out
got it in strobe mode. This is the issue with one button operations. Either way, yes. You can click it on, turn it on, and click it off to turn it off. In order to lock it while it's turned off, you have to do that same 10 second long button press and to get it to lock. So let's talk about the price. It's not too expensive. It's a brand that is on Amazon, but I haven't seen it around any other place. And then the reviews are pretty good. As you can see, it is itty bitty, teeny tiny. Now you'll notice even here on the side of it, it has branding on one side and then the other is very strange. It's like this long number with binary on the other side. Not really, I don't really love that. It also comes with a tiny keychain, so you can lock this on to the back of this little O-ring and then lock this onto your keys. So there you go, an itty bitty light, and I've just lost it.
So, Chad, that clicks on to charge it?
Yes. So in fact, what's funny is I just dropped it again. Yes, the cable, it is a proprietary connector, but it is magnetic, which is kind of nice.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's very small. So it's not USB-C or anything. Like, you need to keep this cable, but it is a little magnetic clip.
Okay.
Let me talk a little bit about the modes and why it's so annoying. There is a lot of different modes to do. You can do high, medium, low, strobe, SOS, and breathing. But each mode is inside of a different group. And there's 5 different groups. So to switch between the groups is that 10-second long hold. There's no indication which group you're in. So that was what was confusing me, is I was in group 3, which has the strobe feature, and I was trying to switch into group 2, which has the high and low feature. Now, group 5 is the most interesting, with high, strobe, SOS, and a breathing feature. But in order to get to group 5, you would have to click and hold it for 10 seconds to switch it. So it's just 50 seconds of just clicking and holding the button just to get to group 5.
And then once you're in that group, to switch between the different things, you double click on the top. So you can see how the instructions just get a little bit absolutely insane, and it's easy to get lost in where you are while using the flashlight. But
oh my god!
If you just click it once, it'll turn on. I've turned it on into strobe mode by accident. There you go. Click it once, it'll turn on. If you're lost in a mode, so if, like it is in strobe mode, if I triple click it, it should just go back to solid light. Anyway, as you can tell, you would need to carry the instructions around with you unless you're just trying to turn it on and turn it off, which is just a single click of the top of the device. So yeah, you can see how I hate these single button gadgets. Oh, another thing that I forgot to mention in the video is that it is a little bit waterproof. So it's IPX6 waterproof, which I think is like 6 feet or 6 meters, or 6 minutes that it can be moist or something like that. So it's IPX6 rated, and of course, itty bitty with that little keychain loop, which makes it pretty.
Did they give any indication of how long it would burn for full charge?
So on high, which is its kind of default setting, it's a half hour that it'll go for. And then on low, it says 3 hours is what it would do on low. And the battery's lithium ion, so it should be able to recharge and not have like battery memory issues and things like that. There you go, my crappy corner. With that, let's head into Dick's gadget. Oh, did I show off the price of it? I don't think I did, actually. Before we jump off of this,
$16, I think.
Yeah, last gadget. Just I want to show it off online. Yeah, there it is, $16. There's a coupon currently to get that.
And what's the U19 version?
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
wow. A lot more, it's bigger. It's just larger.
Yeah, much bigger, much bigger.
And then this light, like I said, I had seen a lot of this brand on Amazon. I haven't really seen this brand really anywhere else. And they have a lot of lights that honestly look like knockoffs. Remember, we looked at Olight, I think it was, which has which has a very loyal following. Like this light right here looks almost exactly like that one I just looked at. And it was one of the ones I was looking at for this gadget review. But honestly, what turned me off on this light was that it was so it looks like it plugs in and charges it via USB-A at the end. And that was basically it. I was like, well, I don't really know if I want to charge via USB-A, plug it in. Anyway, there's another little keychain light. That one is from Olight instead of this brand. Okay, with that, let's move into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy, together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse
Foghorn. All right, our video is from our most frequent contributor, Mo, and he bought a new old-timey toy that will be familiar to many of you.
New, so old timey. We like it. Okay.
Hey guys, I got a quick video. I'll just tell you a brief history of the item before I show it to you. The item, according to Google search or AI search from Google, the item was invented in 1943. The item I'm going to show you by naval engineer Richard T. James.
Wow.
But made there public debut and became a hit at Gimbel's department store in Philadelphia on November 27, 1945, where the first 400 sold out in 90 minutes. The idea came from a spring falling and walking down a shelf, and James' wife, Betty, named it. Do you know what it is now?
Is it a Slinky?
Yes.
That's right.
The spring at the end. That's what finally got it.
I haven't played one of these in decades. And I don't know if they were out during Chad's time. They definitely were out during me and you, Dick, during our time. And
during my generation, it was
such a cool
the plastic like neon slinkies.
Yes.
Give them away as gifts.
And this is the original.
Any kids from the 70s or 80s will definitely enjoy this. I don't know about the 90s or the 2000s. Chad, I don't mean to leave you out, but I'm not sure.
But I understand, but
so
no.
Cool.
The first one I saw was at a children's museum, a gift shop,
how
I think.
For
those who want to make sure this is the original, I'm not sure of the exact measurements, but these are the measurements.
Yes, the company says it's not the original unless, and then they give the dimensions of what the original
it
one
looks
was.
Like about almost 1/8, probably. Okay. I don't know what the original measurements
were. It's supposed to be 2.75, I believe.
Estimating and just showing you what I have here. It's a pretty heavy toy.
It is. Something satisfying about those heavy loops.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give them away as gifts again.
You got to find a step. You got to find a step to throw it down.
I want to be doing
this
for
hours. Did you have one? Did you get it to work?
Yeah. I think through the years, it's actually something that has been
paid $3.59 during my time.
I've picked up and seen a few times.
I believe they went for about $1. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Hope you enjoyed the video. Thank you.
I remember maybe being at a friend's house who brought some over and we'd like try to roll them down, or maybe we got them for Christmas. Yeah, but absolutely. Like I've tried.
I had no luck. Mo stopped by and said, I bought a bunch of these. I'm giving them out as gifts and here's one for you. And we went out on the steps. I could not get it to do anything. So I Googled how to make this work, and I found a very funny minute and a half video about a kid. Did I send you the link to YouTube video?
Yeah, I got it.
It's a kid. He tells the story.
Okay, here it is. Yeah,
Slinky, and this is the world's first infinite Slinky staircase. And
that is not a kid. That is Mark Roper, who is a massive YouTuber. He's very famous, by the way, for his science videos. He's an ex-NASA engineer, and he makes the most insane science and engineering videos. He's really known for engineering, so I can tell already. Infinite Slinky, it's perfect. Anyway, so let's watch. Yeah. Sorry,
made it because as a kid, I would always try and see how many stairs I could get my Slinky to climb down. With my record sadly always maxing out at 7 or 8, I decided now that I'm an engineer, it was time to avenge this childhood frustration to set an unbeatable world record. First thought I had was using a treadmill tilted at just the right angle. But the problem with that is there was very little repeatability because the landing surfaces were inclined, unlike actual stairs. So to solve that issue, I tried an actual escalator. And although that worked a little better, the distance between the steps wasn't ideal, and the speed was a little too slow. And that's when we just decided to make our own prototype of an escalator I could turn with a hand crank. And that prototype worked well because we got the stair spacing dialed in, but we were having issues keeping the Slinky aligned, which is where these 3D printed self-centering cones came in handy. Because if we put one on each stair step, the Slinky would self-align and then be in the perfect position to fall to the next step. And after a few last-minute adjustments and replacing the hand crank with an actual motor, we made the final version to test if we could beat my childhood record of 8 steps. All right, it's been 48 hours, and I'm happy to report this Slinky has climbed 208,000 stairs, which is 29,000 times more than I ever got as a kid.
That's incredible. And now it's done.
This is a Slinky.
That's incredible.
Yeah, no, thanks for the backstory about this guy. I was thinking, boy, That's a project and a half, especially the 3D cones, so it doesn't go off to the side.
Yeah, he's probably the Mr. Beast of engineering videos. Every time he uploads only about 12 videos a year, but each one is just absolutely insane. I have his T-shirt. I own merchandise from this guy.
Oh my god.
some of his, like he the glitter thief the glitter bomb package. That's Mark.
Oh Roper. Yes.
That there's his video on that, and he makes like new ones. This is like the fourth version of it. He's done these.
Have seen a lot of those videos. Oh,
he's
okay.
Done these massive videos about this elephant toothpaste stuff, where he launches like the largest elephant toothpaste models. Some of them have like exploded wrongly in funny ways and not like bad ways. I think this might actually be a summary of. Oh no, this I don't. I think that's maybe his. Maxed out one. There it goes. So yeah, he's a massive content creator.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh whoa. My word. Holy cow.
So yeah, big guy, cool guy. That's cool. Great. The Slinky Machine. Always.
That was very funny. Very funny.
With that, thanks Mo for sending that over. How can people send over their own warehouses?
Make a little video. Okay, 1 to 3 minutes. Just make sure it's horizontal format, and we can see the gadget and hear your voice, okay? You can be in it if you want. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload it, there's a little drop-down menu. You can click unlisted. That way, only people with the URL will be able to see it. And email that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if we show it on the show, you show 99% of everything. You'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you if you live in the U.S. or Canada. Elsewhere, I will autograph a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo, send you a high-res image to print out wherever else in the world you are. So get us a video, okay? 1 to 3 minutes. Anything that has a gadget in it.
Do it now. Anything that has a gadget, something you love, something you hate. With that, let's move on to the letter. Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
So Norris, who is a big fan of the show and writes very funny letters, he said, email of the week, everything you ever needed to know about why the folding mate or robots can fold clothes, in parentheses, yet. Hey, Dickie D and Chad, since the subject of folding mate and robotic folding of clothes is often mentioned on the Gizwiz,
we love it.
I found a scientific paper regarding robotic clothes folding. Since the Gizwiz, I love this. Since the Gizwiz is dedicated to intellectual pursuits.
Oh, yes.
Scholarly scientific research.
Absolutely.
I knew you two would be interested in it. Here's a link to it. It's titled A Review of Robotic Cloth Manipulation. If you have a long attention span and a pot or two of coffee, you can read it all. It has 12 authors, 8 sections, each one divided into subsections, charts, tables, 148 citations. It's a real page-turner. Once you have read the entire paper, and I know you will.
Oh, yeah. And maybe each citation.
Yes, and every citation. If you read it, I know you will. Maybe you can tell me what it says. Thank you, guys, and I love the show, Norris. So, yeah. Norris, Chad is on his way to CES in a few weeks. He will see if there's any new folding clothing devices.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to find something that'll fold some clothes.
Yeah. Well, when you sleep on an airplane, it gets folded automatically, but that's not exactly what you want.
That is insane. I mean, so many people are, I guess, thinking about this problem more than
yes.
us, just sitting here on our silly little podcast. Yeah, that is just absolutely insane.
I love the name, A Review of Robotic Cloth Manipulation. Not cloth folding. No. Cloth manipulation. No. Oh, there it is. Oh,
it feels like it's like the scientific name of like an animal that you always see. You know, it's like.
Yes.
That's not a cat. That's the, you know, the feline fociferous blah, blah, blah. It's like. Yeah, yeah. Very cool. Very cool. I mean, wow. How does that even pop up on your daily schedule? To find,
I don't know. Like I don't know. Maybe he was secretly working on his own machine.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Norris, for sending that over. It is fascinating. I mean, it's just fascinating. And then also to think that possibly you can skip over a lot of steps with AI is, I think, the hope and dream of AI, right? Is that you just train the model. Just train the model and the model will figure it all out. But it's pretty difficult. Pretty a difficult situation to figure out. Very cool. Thanks, Norris, for sending that over. Also, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting our show. Every single episode, every time we upload an episode, our patrons support us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you like the GizWiz, please consider becoming a patron over at patreon.com/gizwiz. That's where you can support our show and give back. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who does. Head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There you can find links to the Patreon that I just talked about and also a link to our CES fundraiser. Trying to get to CES, like I mentioned earlier in the show. So please head on over there, gizwiz.tv/CES, to find out more about that. We record the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. If there's a schedule change like there is next week, it'll be at the top of our website, gizwiz.tv. Our live stream will be there on the website whenever we're live, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Just head on over to gizwiz.tv and you'll find it right there. Join the chat room and chat along with all the fantastic folks. And if you miss the live stream, all of our episodes are there on our website or on our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts. We're all over the internet. And speaking of, you should also head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or reminder, head on over to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? The game show that's online, we gotta guess this gadget. This is an entire gadget, not just a piece or a part of a gadget. And you're playing for this magazine signed by Dickie D himself. Six Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. But for those of you who want the correct answer, here it is. This is an old-fashioned flashlight. Just like this one right here in my hand. It used old-fashioned wood to fire it. You know, that type of old-fashioned flashlight. So if you think you know what it is, get a guess at over gizwiz.biz. Six Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny answers. Get a guess at. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.